After another successful regular season, the McDonald Lady Macs entered the playoffs knowing every night there'd be a target on their back. Thank you for joining us tonight on Max TV, WIAA Division 5 basketball tournament. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs 20-3 on the year, the number one seed against the 3-19 Prentice Buccaneers out of the Merrowood North. They are the number 16 seed. Toombs throws a pass away in the paint, stolen by Abby Petrovic. Push ahead left side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz hesitation, dribble, splits two defenders, soars to the cup and scores. Marley Hughes up top to Destiny Boffman straight on. Rotates left side, Emily Cooper steps back, 4-3, splashed it right through the bottom of the net. Emily Cooper. Hughes down the left side of the lane. Kick out Emily Cooper. Cooper spots up for another three. That one comes up short. Long rebound out to a leaping Lauren Dietz. Fires a pass down low. Marley Hughes off the glass and good.
That was a beautiful pass by Lauren Dietz to Marley.
Emily Cooper right wing. Ball fake. Goes between her legs. Flips left side. Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan open. Look at a three. You better believe it. The splash for the senior.
She can shoot.
Flanagan leaves it for Destiny Boffin, left side. Emily Cooper, wide open, 4-3. Oh. Yep.
Pure shot.
Left to Lauren Dietz. Dietz for another three. Oh. She can't be stopped tonight. 31-10, McDonald, long lead pass to Lanice Boffman. Perfectly dropped right in the basket from Marley Hughes and Lanice up and in for two. Kick out, Lanice Boffman, 16-footer, drained it. Left baseline, Lanice Boffman came to play tonight, the captain with 4 points, and it's 40-14 McDonald. Offensive rebound, Abby Petrovic to Marley Hughes. With 2:39 to go, 40-14 McDonald working the offense. Destiny Boffman up top, rotates to Emily Cooper. She'll try a three, no hesitation, nor should she. Splashes another.
Yeah, I was marking that down as she let it go.
Hughes picks it up, long cross-court skip, Lauren Dietz. Dietz takes a deep three. She cannot miss tonight. High off the glass, no. Battle for the rebound. Emily Cooper wins that battle. Cooper looking ahead, spots Lauren Dietz, unloads a pass. Dietz going left to right. Hoop and hard for the senior. Counted in a foul. Tonight, Emily Cooper again steps in front of a pass. All alone down the lane. Layup good for Emily. Dorn's in good position, working underneath the hoop. Kick out Sydney Flanagan. Open look, corner three. Splashed it. The senior, 2-for-2 tonight. That one off the mark. Rebound saved in to Aubrey Dorn from Emily Cooper. Up and in for two, Aubrey Dorn. Off the athletic play by the sophomore Cooper.
Yes, that's just court smarts there.
Here, Emily Cooper, another pickpocket. And Cooper down the left side of the lane, out of the timeout, scores. She has 21, tied for a game high with Lauren Dietz. 60-21, McDonald. Lauren Dietz down the lane. Beautiful jump step between two defenders. Up and in with the right hand. Lauren Dietz, 25 points. 64-21, McDonald. Destiny Boffman spots up for three. Splashes it home. Lady Macs move on. Your final in the WIAA Division 5 Regional Quarterfinal. The McDonald Lady Macs 67, the Prentice Buccaneers 27.
The first step taken and the road to Resch continues. Next up, the Lancers of Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. This is McDonald Lady Macs Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
Great. McDonald Macs Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the McDonald Macs pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this WIAA Division 5 Regional Semifinal, pitting your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number nine seed, the Lancers of Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. McDonald comes into this game with a 21-3 record, 12-2, finished second in the Western Clover Belt Conference. The Lancers 9-11 on the year, 6-8. They finished second in the Small Dairyland Conference. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined soon by Mark Maloney here on WOGO Sports. 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at Wogo.com, and watch with Wogo Audio tonight via Max TV. Go to McDonnell-Area-Catholic-Schools.org or the Facebook page to check that out. Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. We'll continue to break it down in Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports. Back in three on WOGO.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Cod Filet Dinner or Sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry, near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonnell Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It's your number one seed in McDonald Central, Lady Max, against the number nine seed, Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. Last time out for both of these two teams, of course, in the regional quarterfinal. The Lancers, an impressive game over number eight, Clayton, 56-37. They were down two at the half, outscored Clayton 37-16 in the second. They were 15 of 48 from the field, just 5 of 17 from the free throw line, but hit 7 three-pointers, 16 turnovers, but 20 steals for Emmanuel Lutheran. They were led by Riley Nauman with 22 points and 13 rebounds. Their sharpshooter, that would be Sheridan Neldner. She's a 5'4" junior, 19 points, and hit 3 three-pointers in that game. Cheyenne Wales, 5'10", just a freshman, 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists for Dr. Jim Siddle, the head coach of Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. On the other side, we had it for you here on WOGO on Wednesday night as McDonald put a running clock on number 16 Prentice, 67-27. They were led by 25 points from Lauren Dietz, 10 of 17 from the field, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. Emily Cooper, 21 or 22 points, trying to check the tape on that one, but 9 of 17 from the field, hit multiple three-pointers, either, again, 3 or 4, depending on what you're looking at with the tape, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 6 steals. How about senior Sydney Flanagan, 2 of 4 from long range with 6 points, 1 rebound, and 2 steals. Marley Hughes continuing to stuff the stat sheet, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal. Destiny Boffman, again, she's normally tasked with guarding the team's opposing team's best player. Well, she also contributed 3 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Lanice Boffman got into the action with 4 points, 2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Aubrey Dorn, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Again, just doing a lot of things well. And Abby Petronovich with 2 points and 7 rebounds. McDonald was up 46-16 at the half of that game and only committed 6 turnovers. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages do. That's why pro basketball players, pro football players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll step out for 3 minutes, be back with each head coach, starting with Dr. Jim Sitto of Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. It's the regional semifinal on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wissota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wissota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wissotatool.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to WIAA Division 5 playoff basketball on WOGO Sports. Your number one seeded McDonald Central Max against the number 9 seed, the Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers. Here with the head coach of the Lancers, Dr. Jim Sitto. And coach, good to see you again. And you got the round one win. And in that game, two-point game at halftime, you really tighten the screws defensively in the second half, 37-16.
Yeah, we put some pressure on their ball handlers, and we full-court pressed, and it was a team we could full-court press successfully against. And so that was sort of the turning point. And then we had one player who shut down their leading scorer, really played excellent defense, which a lot of times doesn't get noticed, and that was Julia Mayhew.
Yeah. Coach, when you look at your offense inside out, you've got your six-footer and your senior Nauman, but also Nellner has been a fantastic three-point shooter for you. Is that really what the offense comes down to, is inside out with those two?
Unfortunately, yes. Those are the two that, I mean, they're our primary scorers, and we've been looking for other girls to really have a willingness to shoot. We have a bunch of girls that are hesitant to shoot and just will pass up open looks and things like that, and we're trying to change that mentality.
On your other side, the opponent here tonight, McDonald, typically can go fairly deep in their bench, and they also do have some pretty good shooters. Their defense really forces a lot of turnovers. What do you see in this McDonald team that might be most difficult for you?
Scoring. It's as simple as that. I mean, we have stretches where we don't play well offensively, and then the result of that is we don't score. And so it will help immensely if we get other girls other than Riley and Sheridan to score, because that'll create other opportunities.
And finally, Coach, again, in a game like this, 9 seed versus 1 seed, I know it's computerized seeding, but in a game that on paper you're not supposed to win, what do you tell your girls to say, you know what, they play the games for a reason and we always have a shot?
Yeah, that's a good theory. The reality is, I mean, if we played 100 times, McDonald would win 99. And so we know that. Basically, what I'm trying to get these girls to do is play as a team and play competitively. We have a bunch of really nice young ladies that their mothers have done a nice job on, and I'm trying to change some of those traits.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Dr. Jim Sitto, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck tonight for you and the young ladies.
Well, the reality is I don't believe in luck either. Either play the game and compete or you don't.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's Dr. Jim Sitto. We're back with Coach Cooper after this. This is McDonald Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time, because we know there's a lot at stake.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free. Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you? But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Video and audio on Max TV here tonight for this WIAA Division 5 regional semifinal. The number 9 seed Eau Claire Manual Lutheran coming to face your home team, the McDonald Central Max, and the number 1 seed here with head coach Don Cooper. Coach, first game, we mentioned before the game that mentally, when you're expected to win a game and there's a lot of talent on your roster, maybe overwhelmingly so, can the girls get up for that game? What did you see in the first round?
Well, the first round I saw the seniors just step up. Every last senior, when they got in the game, they exploded with some energy and things that, you know, just was great to see. They took it to a different level, and it was good to see, and especially hopefully the younger ones seeing that, and that's playoff basketball. So they did an awesome job our first game.
We talk about Lauren Dietz and Emily Cooper a lot with, again, both 20-plus point games, phenomenal performance. But what else did you see in that game, maybe some of the unsung heroes?
Well, again, like Destiny Boffman. I mean, we asked so much of her. She's usually got the best player, trying to shut down the best player. She had, like, 8 rebounds, and she had, like, 4 steals and 50-50 possessions. I mean, the tips and the loose balls, it was all Destiny Boffman. And so, again, I mean, these are things I can go through each senior, but that's just one example of the seniors and what they're providing for us.
When you look at your opponent here tonight, Emmanuel Lutheran, they were down to at halftime 37-16 after the break against Clayton. Their press, very, very effective. So, again, if they do trot that out at some point, do you feel confident?
Like I said, I feel very confident. We have some of the best girls handling the basketball. I welcome a press. So, again, like I said, I just think I'm very confident in that. I'm not confident in some of the things. Coach Seidel is very good. He's very experienced. I mean, he usually changes up defenses multiple times. So, we're going to have to recognize and execute in whatever they throw at us.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully those seniors step up once again, and we'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Max. This is Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
Here in the WIAA Division 5 Regional Semifinal, the Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers, the number 9 seed against your number 1 seed at McDonald Central. Max, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Starting lineup being introduced, Cheyenne Wales, the 5'10 freshman, averaging 5 points and 5.7 rebounds for Eau Claire Emanuel. Julia Mayhew, 5'5 sophomore, number 11, 4 points per game at the guard. The other guard, Karis Gant, a 5'5 senior, number 12, 1.4 points per game. Their leading scorers, 5'4 junior shooting guard, number 22, Sheridan Neldner, 14.6 points per game. And right above her, number 32, Riley Nauman, the 6-footer, a senior forward, 15.6 points per contest. Dr. Jim Sitto is at the helm of Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. He told me before the game that if they do not come out victorious, this is his final game. He said he's tried to retire a few times, and this is the final swan song there in his illustrious career. Destiny Boffman, 5'7", senior guard number 0, starts out for McDonald's, 6.2 points per game, 6.6 rebounds. Marley Hughes, 5'9", junior small forward number 1, 9.2 points per game, second on the team in assists. Emily Cooper, 5'8", sophomore guard number 22, 12.2 points per game, second on the team, leads the team in assists. Lauren Dietz, the 5'4", senior guard number 24, their leading scorer, leading rebounder as well at 17.1 and 7.3. And Abby Petronovich, the 5'10", senior paint patrol, the center, number 42, second on the team with 7 rebounds per game, 2.9 points. Don Cooper, 8th-year head coach for McDonald's Central. As we get into the action, we'll give you your Choice and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, Kelly Green uniforms, tops and bottoms with the white numerals, white lettering, and the black and white accents on the sides of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent as per usual in their pure white tops and bottoms with a royal blue solid numerals and lettering, royal blue accents as well. It'll be Marley Hughes jumping against the 6-foot Nauman. Nauman wins the back tap. And it'll be Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran attacking right to left as we begin.
Tyler comes out in a man-to-man defense.
Hands up top, leaves it for Julia Mayhew. Mayhew curling down to the right block. Kicks out right side for Nauman. Putting on the floor with a left hand. Runner, no. Block. Petronovich may have gotten a piece of that. Emily Cooper with the rebound. Ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper, who had 4 three-pointers, 22 points in that regional quarter. Rotated left side, Marley Hughes. Hughes drops down for Destiny Boffman. Donald working around the perimeter, being patient on their first possession. Arcing pass in the right corner. Lauren Dietz lets fly for 3. That one a little bit too strong. Rebound for Nauman.
And Emanuel Lutheran come out in a different type of zone. Maybe we haven't seen in a while. It's a 3-2 zone.
Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass. Cooper down the right side of the lane. Layup pops in and out. Coach Cooper mentioned that Dr. Sitto likes to change his defenses a lot and probably would throw some unfamiliar things at you tonight. Julia Mayhew up top picks up her dribble. Emily Cooper, her second steal. Now she's on the deck fighting for it. Mayhew rips it back on her knees. Mayhew hands off to Nauman. No score. Minute and a half gone by first half of this regional quarterfinal game on WOGO Sports and Max TV. 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Cheyenne Wales, number 10. They're calling for her to shoot. She will shoot, and she'll score the first points of the game. Cheyenne Wales makes it 3-0, Eau Claire Emanuel. Drop down to the corner. Destiny Boffman back to Marley Hughes. Long cross-court skip, short corner. Work to Emily Cooper. Cooper to tie the game. She back rims a deep three from the left wing.
This could be a battle of the three-point shots tonight.
Gant picks up her dribble, leaves it for Wales, who just hit that three. Wales had all day to shoot that three, and again, you could hear the crowd, at least the Emanuel crowd, urging her to shoot. Now she has in the left corner. Up top is Sheridan Neldner. She's normally their sharpshooter, is Neldner. She's hit 57 three-pointers on the year. Wales up top. A low pass to Julia Mayhew against Emily Cooper. Back to Wales. Abby Petronovic giving her some room. Right wing work to Karis Gant. Drive into the paint. Nauman kick out right side. Another quick three for Eau Claire Emanuel. That one pops in and out. Offensive rebound. Put back Nauman. That one bounces in and out. She's got it again. Nauman going up strong. Down the basket and the foul. Riley Nauman. A chance for three the old-fashioned way, and it's 5-0. And as we pause, it's time for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. If your key was a fast start, unfortunately, it's been the opponent that's got that tonight.
Well, exactly. Now it's just going to be a matter of picking up the pace a little bit more and getting some hustle going, because right now we're being out-hustled.
Allen's free throw rolls in, 6-0. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Lady Max down 6-0, early going. Pink-clad student section, visiting student section from Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Destiny Boffin rotates Emily Cooper right. Cooper at the foul line, kicks out Marley Hughes, wide open for three, deep three, left side, right through the bottom of the net. That's just like that.
That's what we're going to have to do against that 3-2 zone.
Lead cut in half, 6-3, Eau Claire Emanuel. Down the left side of the lane, wild shot, but a foul. It's going to be called against Abby Petronovic as Julia Mayhew forced the issue. Was there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Max Basketball right here on WOGO Radio. If you're planning to build a new home, contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems. That's Boffman Sewer and Septic. First free throw is good for Julia Mayhew. She makes it 7-3, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Petronovic sits, and that was Abby's second foul.
Yep.
That will send in Emma Stelter, number 21, the 5'6 senior forward. Second free throw is good. Julia Mayhew notches a pair. The Emanuel Lutheran Lancers came to play. 8-3, they lead. Two team fouls against McDonald. None called on the Lancers so far.
We gotta start attacking the basket now.
Emily Cooper left wing, rotates into the corner. Lauren Dees coming off that 25-point night on Wednesday. Marley Hughes drops down to Destiny Boffin, right corner. Back to Hughes, who just hit the three. Marley puts it on the floor, pulls it up at the foul line. Back to Emily Cooper, rotates Lauren Dees. Seats her defender in the air, leaves her Cooper left wing. Cooper to Marley Hughes, right of the circle. McDonald trailing by 5, 4 minutes gone by first half. At the high post, Lauren Dees turns from 15, pops in and out. Fight for the rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touched by the Lancers. When you expect the best, you need Stelter Inc. 3 generations of providing only the highest quality and longest lasting concrete, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Hannah Kazembo just came into the game. I believe Natalie Gergel snuck in there as well. For Coach Sito, Marley Hughes for her second three, left corner pocket, making it rain, Marley.
What we need to do, we've got to keep hitting them.
Shooting 32% from long range to begin the year, and Marley Hughes forces a turnover as Nauman dribbles it on the sideline right in front of her own bench. McDonald trails 8-6 with possession.
It's kind of almost humorous just watching Coach Sito over there just kind of sitting back watching the game.
In the right corner, Lauren Dietz. Dietz put it on the floor with the left hand out to Marley Hughes, who's had the hot hand so far. What a good loud student section. Montclair Emanuel wide open underneath the hoop. Laura Dietz ties the game. Emily Cooper with the find from Dietz.
That was a beautiful way to open up that zone for an easy layup.
Lauren Dietz, her first bucket, and a good time for it. Charlotte Karstensen, I'll correct myself, was the other player who came into the game for Dr. Jim Sitto. And Eau Claire Emanuel Lucan. Karstensen, right wing, hassled by Emily Cooper. Up top for Kazemba. Rotates left side. Gergel did get in there as well, too. My eyes didn't deceive me. Karstensen goes right side. Natalie Gergel. Up top, open look for Simba, but she doesn't take the three. Carson walked with the basketball, trying to hand it off to Nauman. And Coach Sitto mentioned that he's got a lot of deferrers, if that's a word. A lot of players who maybe have the ability to shoot but aren't real wild about taking that opportunity. And we saw it a little bit there, a little indecision. 8-8. McDonald trying to claw back from an early deficit here against the 9-seed, the Lancers. And the foul line, bounce to Marley Hughes, left wing from Lauren Dietz. Worked Emily Cooper. Cooper up top, lost it in the lane. It's loose on the floor, body's hitting the deck. Destiny Boffman ties up Nauman. Possession should stay with McDonald, and it will. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics right here in Chippewa Falls, Berry Global. Marley Hughes, right corner, off the inbounds. Emily Cooper straight on between the wheels. Cooper puts it on the floor with the left hand to Destiny Boffman, left side. Destiny Boffman wide open, left corner pocket. Three hops in and out. Offensive rebound batted out by Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper back to Boffman, left wing. Boffman holds over ahead, back to Cooper on the left. Marley, right wing. Goes on her hip, floats down into the right corner. Lauren Dietz. Dietz jab step long, cross court skip, that's Cooper. Cooper on the left, puts on the floor against Karstensen, drops off, long two, right corner, spins in and out. Missed by Lauren Dietz. Pressure near midcourt, Gergel safely gets it across the timeline, throws right side for Kazemba, and a steal by McDonough. Lauren Dietz has the ball push ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes down the left side of the lane, high off the glass, no. Emma Stelter had the rebound for a moment, loose on the floor, Destiny Boffman digs it out. They'll work back to Marley Hughes. Drop immediately down to Cooper. Cooper, 4-3. That one off the mark. Could have been an assist there for Emma Stelter. She did some good work in the paint. 8-8, 11:08 to go. Donald student section. I think it's construction out tonight. Or fluorescent out on their feet. Nauman up top at the right elbow. Steps back, 17-footer, front rim. No, rebound Marley Hughes. Hughes push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz pressing the issue in the paint. Draws contact. Oh, the shot won't go down, but Lauren Dietz going to the line for two. If you don't want to go out in the cold, and who does, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Lauren Dietz at the line for the first time tonight. First free throw is perfect. She's a 78% foul shooter. Three subs coming in. Coach Sitto and Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Back out there, Cheyenne Wales, Julia Mayhew. As Lauren Dietz will toe the line for another. And she's 2-for-2. Karis Gant also came back in. McDonald's first lead of the night, 10-8. Nauman. Across the timeline.
Double
and look like a carry. No,
call it travel. I mean, yeah, he's got to call one of those. She has a hard time dribbling with her left hand there. She caught it on her hip, and I thought she almost like palmed it, turned it over a couple times too.
That's kind of what I thought too. And again, that comfort level against this McDonald defense has not really been there for the Lancers so far, but they shot so well starting out. Speaking of hot shooting, Lauren Dietz a little off the mark from the left corner, gets it back. In that same spot, will cross over on her defender. Works right side, Emily Cooper. Float down to Destiny Boffman, right corner. Boffman up top to Cooper. Cooper holding on the right hip, puts it on the floor. One bounce with the left hand. Marley Hughes, who's hit 2 threes so far here tonight. Floats to Lauren Dietz. Dietz passes up the three from the right side. Finds Emma Stelter. Stelter double-teamed. Work around, Emily Cooper left wing. Down to Lauren Dietz to the right block, extended. Finds a cutting. Destiny Boffman scooping layup. No. Emma Stelter fights down the rebound. Back to Destiny. Good work there by Emma Stelter, the hustle from the senior.
She's unbelievable. She's banging in there, too.
That's why she's a captain on this team. Again, Emma standing just 5'6". Lauren Dietz, pull up, left of the circle, 4-3, straight home. Lauren Dietz quickly has 7 points, and it's 13-8 McDonald, just like that. Pass gets away, and Emily Cooper, the first one to the ball. Cooper down the left side of the lane, left-handed layup is good.
You're starting to open it up now.
That's the first basket for Emily Cooper. It's 15-8 McDonald. Another high dribble down the left side of the lane. Long layup. No offensive rebound. No, an offensive foul. We'll get a loose ball foul. Is that on Nauman?
Yep, that'll be your third or second.
So two quick fouls on Nauman, and I believe she's going to be subbed out here. Both teams will sub. Well, a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. A message from WOGO, and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. McDonald leading 15-9. Amber Adams came into the game along with Aubrey Dorn. Another foul drawn by Lauren Dietz. Sydney Flanagan also in for McDonald, so we'll get you caught up. Flanagan, number 20, the 5-foot senior guard, hit 2 3-pointers in that regional quarterfinal. Aubrey Dorn, number 23, the 5'11 sophomore forward guard combo. And then Amber Adams, the 5'9 senior power forward, number 11. Lauren Dietz, 3 for 3. From the line, she drew that foul from Hannah Kazemba, her first, but the team's third. McDonald, after those two quick fouls on Petronovich, has not committed another infraction.
I think coach is going to call a timeout at some point, or else.
2 for 2 for Dietz. 17-8 McDonald. They're more than doubled up after that slow start. At midcourt, Julia Mayhew across the timeline against Marley Hughes. Left court skip pass. Neldner, who hit 57 threes coming in this game, hasn't hit one tonight. Wales misses the three-pointer, and stepping on the line trying to save it for Emmanuel Lutheran was Carstensen, and McDonald will have the inbound coming to Marley Hughes from Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper will quickly sub back in to give Lauren Dietz a break with 8:34 remaining. Will help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. At Smiles in Motion, their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Pass knocked out of bounds, and last touch by Amber Adams down there. Our view a little bit blocked by the student section, but it looked like Emmanuel tipped it out, but Amber must have had a hand somewhere in the vicinity.
Yeah, it got crowded down there. It probably wasn't the best pass to get it down or caught that corner. We got to keep it out of the corners.
Wales to Carstensen, back to Wales, and Emily Cooper rips it away. Oh, they'll get her with a foul, though. Emily has just been a force defensively so far. No one wants to dribble the ball anywhere near her vicinity. That's the first on Cooper, team's third. Inbounds to Wales. Wales holding 35 feet from the basket, puts it on the floor with the left hand. Drops off for Julia Mayhew. Back up top, that's Carstensen, the senior. Right side to Neldner. On the left, a pull-up from 15 feet. Back rim, no. Aubrey Dorn fighting for the rebound. Had it on her back for a moment. And able to work it out of there. Emily Cooper finds Amber Adams along the baseline. Amber in a double team. It will not go. Oh, it hung on the side of the rim.
It almost went in.
I don't know how she got that shot up between the sea of arms. 7:36 to go first half here on WOGO Sports, Wogo Radio, and Max TV. 17-8 McDonald in this regional semifinal. Melner to Wales. McDonald will sub in Dietz and Destiny Boffman in just a moment. Left corner, Carstensen splitting a double team, and she got bumped on the arm by Sydney Flanagan. That'll be the team's fourth foul and Flanagan's third. Discover a better way to bank with Royal Credit Union, where they return earnings to their members. Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/checking-change, insured by NCUA.
30 seconds.
Timeout taken. We are back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball, Lady Max Hoops here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium at 17-8 McDonald with 7:21 remaining here in the first half. Emmanuel inbounding underneath, goes to Wales in the left corner. Checked there by Amber Adams. Left wing is Neldner. Neldner guarded by Destiny Boffman. She has not had an open look yet tonight. Wales up top, leaves it for Carstensen, straddling the arc, right corner, quick three on the way, that one all ear, no good for Kazemba. Dietz with the rebound. Dietz came back in along with Destiny Boffman out of the timeout. Destiny, deep three, left side, spins in and out, offensive rebound, Lauren Dietz.
That's just amazing how that doesn't go down.
It should. Amber Adams, right corner, 18-footer, too long. Offensive rebound, Destiny Boffman. Kick out, Emily Cooper, left wing three, back rimmed it. Destiny Boffman, another offensive rebound, saves back into Cooper. Cooper out of a double team, high pass, Amber Adams, right block. Skip out, Lauren Dietz. Dietz holds above her head, one dribble, back to Cooper with 6.5 to go. McDonald leading 17-8.
It's a good offensive rebounds we had there.
Up top, at the foul line, kick out to Cooper from Dietz. Right in front of the manual bench. In the left corner, Cooper gets it back on the wing from Destiny Boffman. Cooper against Neldner. Picks up her dribble. Holden drops it down on the left elbow. Adams. Adams finds a cutting Lauren Dietz. Dietz over the top of two defenders. No. Rebound batted out. And Aubrey Dorn knocks it. A kick to Lauren Dietz. Dietz for three. That one off the mark. Offensive rebound. Oh. Aubrey Dorn puts it up and in for Lauren the left.
Well, it was nice seeing her down there.
Aubrey Dorn's working hard underneath the basket. Makes it 19-8. McDonald when shots just wouldn't fall for the Lady Max on that possession. Destiny Boffman steps in front of a pass. Clear path to the basket. No. Just a little off her balance there.
Yeah.
5.5 to play. Neldner, right corner here in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Ezra Van Dyke back at the Logo Studios in Halley. Wales has it deep underneath the hoop. Kick out to Carstensen. Carstensen back up top. That's Julia Mayhew. Mayhew had a great defensive effort in the quarterfinal game. Left wing puts on the floor with the right hand. Stripped away. Dietz falling for it, but Neldner grabs it first. Neldner right wing. Picking up her dribble, working a pivot foot, threw it away in the right corner. Will current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day, tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org, the kindergarten referral program. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. McDonnell holding on to an 11-point lead here at home in the regional semifinal Division 5 tournament. Marley Hughes back into the action. Emily Cooper up top to Hughes. Hughes had the hot hand early on when McDonald fell behind early. And a couple three-pointers. Lady Max were down 6-0 early. Marley for her third three of the night. Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Marley is hot.
She bends her knees so deep on those three-pointers.
Pass almost gets away from Carstensen. In fact, it does, but Mayhew retrieves. Mayhew taps the brakes. Back out left side for Sophia Carstensen. Top, Julia Mayhew against Destiny Boffman. Right side for Charlotte Carstensen. Sophia Carstensen pulls it up just inside the left elbow. Goes glass, too strong. Rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper pushes ahead. Drop pass, Lauren Dietz from Aubrey Dorn. Layup won't go.
Two layups we missed.
22-8, it remains McDonald. Under four to play first half. Mayhew up top. At the foul line, back to Carstensen between the circles. Carstensen working off a screen from Wales. And she travels with the basketball. Now this defense has really, really been an issue for the Emmanuel Lutheran Lancers. Subs coming in. Abby Petronovich will come back in. She'll need to play clean with the two fouls. Lauren Dietz out. So Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper, Abby Petronovic, Marley Hughes, and now Lanise Boffman into the game as well. Lanise, the 5'1" senior captain of this team, guard forward combo. She plays wearing number 30, had 4 points in that last game. It's been nice seeing Lanise get back to the action after battling through that knee injury. She's not even wearing the full brace now, I believe.
Oh.
Lanise driving baseline, drops off for Marley Hughes, pass tip to scramble for it, and Mayhew wins that battle but lost it on the way to the hoop, and Emily Cooper takes it away, and Emily is fouled. Wow, that's hustle on both sides.
Yes, it was. But they needed to call that foul just to kind of clean up some of that action that was starting to pick up.
3:19 to go first half, 22-8. McDonald leads Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Nauman will come back in. Riley Nauman, the 6-foot senior. She's playing with 2 fouls. Anna Kazema exits. Destiny Boffman back in for Aubrey Dorn for Coach Don Cooper and the Lady Macs. Emily Cooper up top. Here's the left side for Destiny Boffman. Destiny right back to Emily Cooper. Spots up for 3. Set play there. That one comes up short. Offensive rebound. Put back. Lanise Boffman, the smallest player on the floor, gets an offensive board and a put back.
Almost looked like a pass to me.
Maybe it was. Emily does lead the team in assists. Carsonson, wild shot, batted underneath. Rebound pulled down by Destiny Boffman. Hands off immediately to Cooper. And Cooper across the logo at midcourt with 2:45 to play, 24-8 McDonald. Destiny Boffman left wing. Right back to Emily Cooper. Cooper shoots it at the left corner. Back to Destiny Boffman from Marley Hughes. Clearing out a bit here on offense. Emily Cooper running the points. Cooper picks up her dribble, fires at the foul line to Marley Hughes, back out to Emily. Left wing feed, Destiny Boffman. Boffman back to Cooper. Cooper at the left elbow, Marley Hughes working against that zone they've been facing tonight. Cooper, deep three right in front of the bench for Eau Claire Emanuel. No, and the rebound caroms out of bounds.
She's a little bit further back than her normal shot, so she's got to put a little bit more into it.
Sydney Flanagan and Lauren Dietz in. Emily Cooper and Lanise Boffman out for the time being. And Lutheran will inbound against some backcourt pressure from McDonald. Another point is Julia Mayhew. Mayhew long cross-court skip. Wales takes it across the timeline into the corner. Nelder, her first look at a 3. Front rim bangs it off. Rebounds to Lauren Dietz. Hands off to Marley Hughes. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. 24-8 McDonald. This WIAA Division 5 regional semifinal. Flanagan to Marley Hughes right wing. Marley has 3 threes in the first half. Drop down to Lauren Dietz. Dietz, a footer right baseline. Good. Lauren Dietz cooking in the first half. Wales snaps off a 3 right at the circle. That's her second tonight. Cheyenne Wales with 6 points. The talented freshman. 5'10 and a good shooter as well. 26-11 McDonald.
Yeah, kind of opened up her dry spell. They were on a dry spell there for a while.
Cindy Flanagan back to Marley Hughes via Destiny Boffman. Marley right at the circle at the high post. Lauren Dietz skips it over to Flanagan left wing outside the arc. To Marley Hughes straight on. Just over a minute to play. Destiny Boffman right corner finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz shot fake back to Destiny. Open look at a 3 right corner. That one too strong and it hangs on top of the backboard and doesn't quite fall through. Well, officials are a vital part of educational athletics. Their role is to help craft a fairly played game and help the young people taking part grow. Officials are always in demand, especially since the pandemic kept numbers of officials from relicensing. It's a demanding role. Like the players and coaches, they work in the offseason to get ready for the season and spend many hours during the season working to improve their skills. If you like sports and working with kids, as a quick 3 is an air ball and rebound to McDonald, Marley Hughes will push. Join the ranks of WIAA licensed officials today by going online. Lauren Dietz, a corner jumper from 17 is good.
As soon as she gets her range down and her shooting going, she's tough to stop.
24 seconds. Abby Petronovic just picked up her 3rd foul. A little bit of a collision there as Natalie Gergel, the 5'2 freshman, ran it right into Abby, and that's her 3rd foul. Again, as we were mentioning, join the ranks of WIAA licensed officials today by going online to WIAAWI.org to apply. So Emma Stelter will come in for the final 26.8 here. So that was not the foul that Petrovic was wanting to give. First free throw, back rim, and no for Gergel. So Petrovic will take his seat. 26 point left. Emma Stelter comes in. Again, you lose some height, but certainly not passion, intensity, and rebounding ability.
No.
When Emma Stelter comes in. Gergel, second free throw, 28-11. McDonald, her second online and good. Natalie Gergel, her first point, the 5-2 freshman. 28-12, the Lady Macs leading by 16, perhaps holding for the final shot here. Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper floats it down to Emma Stelter, right corner, drops it into the post. Back out to Stelter from Lauren Dietz. Stelter to Emily Cooper with 10 seconds to play. Lauren Dietz, right corner with 8. Dietz pulls up from 16. That one rims out. Offensive rebound, put back up for the buzzer. Emma Stelter.
She deserved that one.
Yep. Jinx. 30-12 at the break. McDonald goes into the half with an 18-point lead. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Macs Basketball in the regional semifinal on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
year of the Division 5 regional semifinal. McDonald in command 30-12. They lead Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. And McDonald fell behind early in this game. A raucous crowd came up from Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. It was 6-0, the Lancers early. But again, Marley Hughes, some hot shooting kept McDonald in it. And then slowly but surely, they continued to press the advantage. The defense, as always, with this team leading to the offense.
Yes, it has. And they did a nice job down on the defense, slowing them down. But then they were very patient on offense down here against, you know, that 3-2 zone, kind of threw them off, but then they kind of slid back into a 2-3, and we know we can beat a 2-3. And they got to know how to beat that 3-2 also, so that's when I think things kind of changed for us.
Well,
so
the
girls did a nice job there.
Well, McDonald, we're going to try and save your voice for Mark Maloney's military shout-outs here, but looking at your leading scores for each side, Cheyenne Wales leads the way with 2 3-pointers for Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. She has 6 points, 3 for Riley Nauman, 2 for Julia Mayhew, and 1 for Natalie Gergel. On the other side for McDonald, Lauren Dietz, 13 points already in the first half. Marley Hughes, 3 triples and 9 points, 2 apiece for Emma Stelter, Emily Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, and Lanise Boffman. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO. Cooper at the foul line, kicks out Marley Hughes, wide open for three, deep three, left side, right through the bottom of the net. Just like that.
That's what we're going to have to do against that 3-2 zone.
Kazembo just came to the game. I believe Natalie Gergel snuck in there as well. For Coach Sito, Marley Hughes for her second three, left corner pocket, making it rain, Marley. That's why she's a captain on this team. Again, Emma standing just 5'6". Lauren Dietz, pull up, left of the circle, 4-3, straight home. Lauren Dietz quickly has 7 points, and it's 13-8 McDonald, just like that. Pass gets away, and Emily Cooper, the first one to the ball. Cooper down the left side of the lane, left-handed layup is good. Hughes had the hot hand early on when McDonald fell behind early. And a couple three-pointers. Max were down 6-0 early. Marley for her third three of the night. Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Marley is hot. Lady Max. Emily Cooper up top. Here's the left side for Destiny Boffman. Destiny right back to Emily Cooper. Spots up for three. Set play there. That one comes up short. Offensive rebound. Boffman, the smallest player on the floor, gets an offensive board and a putback.
Almost looked like a pass to me.
Delter to Emily Cooper with 10 seconds to play. Lauren Dietz, right corner with 8. Dietz pulls up from 16. That one rims out. Offensive rebound, putback before the buzzer. Emma Stelter. And that's how the first half sounded. We are back in 2 minutes with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. Lady Bucks lead by 18 at the break.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lady Macs lead 30-12 here in the regional semifinal at the half. It's time for our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. As always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we'll start off with Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base out there with our daughter-in-law, Linda, and our granddaughter, Rosalie. Alex Maloney, who we just talked to about an hour ago before we came up here. And we're getting ready to go down and see him on Wednesday night, so we'll be down there next weekend to see Alex down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base out in Maryland. Greg Hovland from Scott Air Force Base, currently in Africa. He's going to be coming home shortly. Sarah Passon-Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Major Corey Aber in the Marine Corps out of Virginia. And Kristen Levesser-Davis, our helping hand. She just texted me. She's still available for any help we need, Caleb, out in South Carolina.
We appreciated that last game.
Yes, we did. Carter Billen working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base out in Washington. And who am I looking for here? Jordan Chartrand is in the Army out of Fort Bragg, and I know he's out there helping with the Ukrainian efforts going on. Noah Stewart is out of Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo out of the Marine Corps out of Hawaii. And I caught up with Wayne Trimble, who's in the Army National Guard with Wisconsin, and he is currently over at Fort McCoy right now. He's a 1996 McDonnell grad. So again, as the game gets going here, but we certainly want to say thank you to all of our military that's going on right now. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Especially because we've seen events in the world really take a difficult turn. Thank you so much to all of our military members. McDonnell with a great defensive possession first half, a long 50-foot pass down to Destiny Boffman, and Boffman can't get the layup to go. Nauman went right at Abby Petronovich. If you were watching Max TV, you saw it. Trying to get Abby out of the game with her fourth foul because Petronovich comes in. It's Destiny Boffman with the steal back to Emily Cooper. But McDonald, two good defensive stands on decent shot attempts. Now Emily Cooper, deep three that pops in and out. Offensive rebound.
Nice. It's
Abby Petronovich, and Abby with her first points of the night. She is the seventh McDonald player to score. It's 32-12, a 20-point lead for the Lady Macs. Less than a minute into the second half.
Oh.
Another tipped pass.
Yeah, the McDonald defense is just too much for these girls right now.
Far side of the floor for the Lancers. They will inbound. Wales, who hit those two threes in the first half, missed a three on the last possession. Now her pass gets away from Gantz in the right corner. Well, Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more about co-op at lakeland.edu. That's lakeland.edu. McDonald's original starting five, Emily Cooper, Marley Hughes, Lauren Dietz, Abby Petronovich, Destiny Boffman. Out there for the head coach, Don Cooper. Student section on their feet. Destiny Boffman, right corner, back to Marley Hughes. Hughes at the foul line to Dietz. Emily Cooper, right wing, drops it off for Hughes in front of her own bench, right corner. One bounce, and then back to Cooper. McDonald again working against this zone. Marley Hughes straddling the three-point arc, drops her Boffman. Boffman finds Dietz. Dietz cuts right to the basket and scores. She got it underneath everyone. Lauren with 15.
Got to give half that credit to Abby for setting a beautiful screen.
Pick left side, wide open three for Nelder, and that's kind of how it's going as she misses it off the back iron. Offensive rebound, Wales. Wales tied up. Possession will go to McDonald. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office. It's 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or just apply online right now at masoncompaniesinc.com, masoncompaniesinc.com. You can wait until a timeout if you want. 34-12 McDonald, Emily Cooper, no-look bounce. Abby Petronovich at the right block. Kick out Destiny Boffman, right corner. To Marley Hughes holding high on the wing. Hughes drops down to Destiny Boffman in the corner. Back to Hughes up top, waiting for the pass. Couple dribbles. Destiny Boffman, right corner. Right side. Emily Cooper straight on for three. Can she find the range? Not this time. Offensive rebound. Lauren Dietz goes up strong and scores.
Nice rebound play.
Lauren just has turned to another gear here in the playoffs as she strips the ball away from Naumann, who's almost sitting on it, kind of using her back to press it against the floor and keep McDonald from ripping it loose, cause a tie-up instead, and possession arrow will switch. We have a timeout taken. We will step out and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and Max TV back in half a minute.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free. Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you? But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Donald Lady Max playoff basketball on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Ezra Van Dyke at the WOGO home base in Halley. Nellner, open look at a three out of the timeout, drains it. That's her 58th of the year. One for three tonight, but Nellner's too good a shooter, the junior, to leave her that wide open. 36-15. Destiny Boffman loops up top Marley Hughes. Hughes to Lauren Dietz. Dietz is a good shooter, too. Ooh. Right corner pocket. Nails a long two. Lauren Dietz. 19. Left corner, Nelder. Oh, she left open again. Side of the rim. Breaks it off there. Offensive rebound, Wales. Kick out. Open looking at three. Mayhew, well off the mark. Rebound batted out. Destiny Boffman retrieves. Now trying to split a double team. She's tied up. And we'll have another held ball. And possession will go to McDonald's. We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley, where they are now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. Culver's of Lake Halley, such great supporters all throughout the season. Chi High and McDonald Athletics. 38-15 McDonald. Lauren Dietz left wing. She has half of McDonald's 38 points. Destiny Boffman loses it to Karis Gantz on the baseline. 4 minutes gone by, second half.
They crowded down there.
Emily Cooper swats a pass out of bounds. Sydney Flanagan helpfully retrieves as she will enter this game along with Emma Stelter, two seniors. Emily Cooper out, Abby Petronovich out with McDonald holding on to that 23-point advantage. Eldner will inbound right in front of that WOGO logo on the scorer's table. Holding and waiting, drops into the backcourt. Emma Stelter was right there because Emma got to it a little faster. Right side, Natalie Gergel, who had 1 point in the first half, the drop to Naumann. Naumann along the baseline, maybe took steps there. Carstensen up top, leaves it back for Gergel. Gergel shoots it up top, Kazemba. Back to Carstensen. Right side for Gergel against Lauren Dietz. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Gergel shoots a pass left side. That's a three, and that's good. And that was number 15, Hannah Kazemba, the sophomore. Averages just 2 points per game. She's above her season average with that three. 38-18. McDonald leads by 20. Left corner, Lauren Dietz. He's back to Marley Hughes. Hughes shoots a pass to Destiny Boffman just inside the arc, right wing. Destiny finds Lauren Dietz at the right elbow. Big ball fake. Dietz down the left side of the lane, and she's blocked on the way up. Naumann got a piece of that. Naumann, the 6 foot senior, will run, leaves it right side for Carstensen. Carstensen drops from the corner, wide open look at a three. That one all air. Destiny Boffman tracks down the rebound first, wraps a bounce pass around to Marley Hughes. Hughes pushes across into the forecourt. Sydney Flanagan drives hard to the rim, and she will draw a foul and earn a trip to the line. And Sydney's giggling about something there. Good move by the senior as she's showing a little bit more of her scoring prowess. 6 points last game. Looking for her first points here tonight. The 5'4" senior guard. Lanigan first free throw. Is a little bit too strong. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today. They serve all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. 0 for 2 on that trip. Second one a little long for Sydney Flanagan. Emma Stelter hits the deck. Malman. Contested pass left side for Karstensen. Back to Gurgle right wing. Anna Kazemba, who just hit that three, back to Karstensen. Charlotte Karstensen, the senior, is two on this roster. Malman straddling the arc at the foul line. Again, close to take an extra step. And now a pass thrown away. Lauren Dietz streaking to the hoop. Down the lane, layup good. Lauren takes a hard seat along the baseline, but she has 21 points. 40-18 McDonald, one third of the way through the second half. Two subs coming in for McDonald, Amber Adams and Emily Cooper at the next break. Gurgle has her drive stymied a bit as Sydney Flanagan swiped it away. Gurgle retrieves in the right corner. Slides a bounce pass down, can't get it high. Marley Hughes knocked out of bounds, last touch by Emmanuel Lutheran. Subs coming in. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Lauren Dietz out, Destiny Boffman out, Amber Adams and Emily Cooper in. McDonald holding on to a 22-point advantage with 11:48 and counting to go here second half on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Thank you for joining us tonight for this WIAA Division 5 regional semifinal. Amber Adams drives right baseline, taps the brakes, loops it back out to Marley Hughes, got away from her, Nelner with his steal. Nelner right down the middle of the lane, splits two defenders, too strong off the glass, offensive rebound, put back, no, but a foul on Emma Stelter. Good work by Hannah Kazemba, the sophomore. She will go to the line. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. Kazemba misses the first. As Mayhew comes back in on the substitution, Kazemba's second free throw rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Nauman. Nauman, good position, deep underneath the hoop, still missed the bunny. Marley Hughes pulls down the rebound. Hughes battles her way into the forecourt. To Emily Cooper. Cooper drops down. Amber Adams left block. Amber double team to Emma Stelter. Stelter rips it out in the paint and threw it into the backcourt. That'll be an over and back, no tip. And turnover McDonald back to the Lancers with 11:11 on the clock. Cheyenne Wales comes in. Aubrey Dorn in for Emma Stelter. McDonald up 22. Timeout taken by McDonald. We will step out as well. We are back right after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 60 seconds.
Yep.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Just over 11 minutes remaining in regulation in this regional semifinal Division 5 tournament action here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls with the Lady Macs lead at 42-18. Nauman a hard take to the basket out of the McDonald timeout, and Nauman draws McDonald's third foul of the second half.
Aubrey Dorn got her.
And I think that's just the first on Aubrey.
Yep.
11:03 remaining, and Nauman will go to the line for two. First free throw is rolling in and out. Online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Lakeland.edu/blended. Long on the second free throw. Dorn retrieves the rebound after a bit of a scramble, and McDonald, no points given up on that possession. Sydney Flanagan to Amber Adams. Adams finds Marley Hughes. Hughes goes glass and good from 10 feet. Just right of the lane, Marley Hughes, her fourth points in the second half. She has 11, two McDonald players in double digits so far.
It was a great look by Amber Adams to find her wide open.
Wells works around the perimeter to Gantz. Up top, Nellner. Nellner, no look, bounce left side. Wales for her third three. Bounces off the side of the rim. Offensive rebound, Nauman. And Nauman starting to assert herself a little bit. She has 5 points. That was her first field goal in the second half. 42-20, McDonald. Still leading comfortably. 10-17 to go. Long cross-court skip, Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan, right corner for Marley Hughes, straight on. Marley holds, loops it to Amber Adams, right corner. Adams finds Marley at the right elbow, back to Amber. Amber up top, Emily Cooper. Just waiting for Emily Cooper to just bomb a three. Sydney Flanagan will try one. Hits the back rim, offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper driving baseline, tiptoeing, kick out. Marley Hughes for her fourth three. She can't miss tonight.
What a great shot.
And the assist to Emily Cooper. This Lady Max team, they don't care who hits them as long as they're knocking them down.
The confidence that Marley has in her three-point shot's unbelievable.
Right wing, Gantz. On the right elbow now. Kick out for Nellner. Nellner, good head fake. Pull up from 15, right baseline. No, rebound batted away by Marley Hughes as she was trying to keep Nauman from getting an offensive board. Giving up a few inches there. There's Marley. Lauren Dietz will come in. Abby Petronovich, Destiny Baughman, Sydney Flanagan out. Marley Hughes and Amber Adams all taking a break for Don Cooper with 9:26 to play. 45-20 McDonald. Left wing, Julia Mayhew against Aubrey Dorn. And I love it when Dorn is just at the top of this defense with that length. She causes havoc and chaos in the best possible way. And Coach Sito doesn't like what he sees, and so he's going to call a timeout. Full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Lady Max playoff basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. 45-20 McDonald with 9:14 and counting left in the game. Mayhew at the right elbow. Backs it out to Nellner on the right wing. Coming out of the timeout for Emmanuel Lutheran. Pass into the paint. Almost knocked away by Aubrey Dorn, and it is. Now she loses it on the floor to Nauman, who hit the deck. The senior working hard, not wanting this to be her last game. And possession will stay with the Lancers.
But Caleb, I'm telling you what. Coach over there called the timeout because he didn't like what they were doing against that 1-3-1, and then Coach Cooper comes back out of man-to-man, so he just wasted their timeout.
A little chess game there.
Yep, exactly.
Right side, Julia Mayhew against Aubrey Dorn. Poked away by Abby Petronovich to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn has a 1-on-3, and left block extended out to Emily Cooper via Lauren Dietz. 8:38 to go, 45-20 McDonald. Emily Cooper crosses over left side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz, who has a game-high 21. Dietz takes the feed up top to Emily Cooper between the circles. Emily maintaining a right-handed bounce. Drop down to Destin Goffin, right corner. Goffin attacking along the baseline, trying to push a pass through to Aubrey Dorn, and that's knocked away and stolen by Karis Gant. On the left, Julia Mayhew holding high on the left near that McDonald insignia on the court. Bounce right side to Karis Gant. Gant high post feed to Nauman. Nauman turns, attacking the hoop into a triple team. Off the glass, too strong. Rebound batted out to Dorn by Petronovich. The bigs.
You got Aubrey up front as a big, and then you got Abby in the middle as a big.
I like that combination.
Yes, very well.
Aubrey Dorn takes a pass right to the rack, high off the glass, and scores. The feed from Destiny Boffman, and Dorn has four. 47-20 McDonald, 7:35 to go, second half. Nauman at the right block, goes off the glass, beautiful English from a tough angle for Riley Nauman. You can see why she's the team's leading scorer. Nice touch with a 6-foot senior. 47-22, Aubrey Dorn left wing. The student section has sat down now for McDonald, so if someone wants to hit a three from the left corner, we'll actually be able to see that area of the floor again. Aubrey Dorn attacking again. Goes glass too strong. Fighting for her own offensive rebound. Nauman wins the battle, though. And Nauman drop it off into the backcourt. Crossing the timeline, Karis Gant. Gant picks up her dribble. Fires a pass into Nauman. Poked away by Abby Petronovich, but retrieved by Mayhew. They'll find Nauman again. Nauman cuts to the basket. Too strong off the back rim. Gets her own rebound. Goes hard to the deck. Takes a seat as she is fouled and will go to the line shooting two. And who is that one on?
That's Abby's fourth.
Abby Petronovich picked up her fourth. So got to use them all.
Yep.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Wynn Family Dentistry. Nauman short on the first free throw, and that might be just getting into the legs a little bit. She's been working really hard here the last few minutes of game action. Charlotte Karstensen, the senior, comes in.
Julie Mayhew out. Venice comes in for Destiny.
Boffman for Boffman sub there. Nauman's second free throw. That one short as well. Petronovich powers down the rebound. 6:45 to go in the game. 47-22 McDonald, the regional semi. Lauren Dietz sneaking along the baseline. High off the glass and good. A dime drop from 35 feet away by Emily Cooper. Lauren Dietz has 23.
If you're down there open, she'll find you.
What a nice touch on that pass.
Yep.
Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half of action. Here from McDonald, it's 49-22, the Lady Macs. Wales right wing, up top to Gantz, and a pass stolen away. Emily Cooper once again. Cooper down the lane, layup good. Emily Cooper just has 4 points. You wouldn't know it by the number of times she's caused chaos, confusion, and delay with the Lancers' offense. She's been content to set up others here tonight. Now Mayhew loses it in the paint. Cooper digs it out, ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dunk it, Aubrey. It's good with the left hand. Oh, all alone. 53-22. Gant drops down to the right corner. That's Wales. Gant rotates to Karstensen. Pass knocked away. Oh. Emily Cooper, just active hands.
She is the top defensive player I've ever seen.
And, I mean, again, you rave as Emma Stelter and Marley Hughes comes in for Petronovich and Dorn. We talk about, again, the rainbow shot, what a great shooter Emily Cooper is. But I think you're right. As a defender, she knocks it away again. Another steal on cue, Emily Cooper. Marley Hughes, right wing. Denise Boffman drops to a knee and gets back up quickly. Cooper loops right side with 5:22 to play. Marley Hughes drops down for Lenise Boffman, right corner. 53-22. Pass to Lauren Dietz, left block extended. 18-foot jumper, baseline. She's still cooking, Lauren Dietz.
They almost challenged her to shoot it, so she says, I'll shoot it.
Why not? 25 for the second straight game for Lauren Dietz. Nauman, pull up for a three, right corner. That one comes up short, rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper with a three-on-two finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz down the lane. She has 27. And a timeout taken. Head coach Don Cooper, I think, may call off the dogs a bit here. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
Well, it's beginning to be a bit of a runaway for the McDonald Lady Macs here in the regional semifinal. They fell behind 6-0 to start this game, but since then, it's been all McDonald with 4:49 remaining. They lead Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran 57-22. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Ezra Van Dyke back at WOGO's studios in Halley. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran with the basketball. Carstensen left wing against Marley Hughes. Finds Wales at the top of the key. They'll work right side. Nauman is at a good second half. Nauman finds Wales at the right block, and she is hammered between Emily Cooper and Emma Stelter.
Emily will pick that one up.
And that'll be the team's fifth foul, I believe. A second on Emily Cooper. Excuse me, just the fourth foul. Inbounds coming up from Wales. Two Wales, rather. Right corner runs into a double team. Kick out to Nauman, right corner. Another quick three from Nauman. That one just grazes the side of the rim. Knocked out of bounds by Carstensen. Good hustle by Charlotte Carstensen, but the senior knocks it out to McDonald with 4:22 to play. Emily Cooper will take it slowly across the timeline. McDonald holding a 35-point advantage. Denise Boffin, left wing, drops back to Cooper. For Sydney Flanagan. Emma Stelter and Marley Hughes also on the floor for McDonald. Deep three. Emily Cooper just comes up short. We were waiting for one to go down. Yeah. Hasn't yet. Nellner will try to take a three of her own. Other side, and Nellner reins it through. Number 59 of the season for the impressive junior. Just knocked out of bounds into the McDonald bench. Substitution coming up for Coach Jim Sitto, Dr. Jim Sitto, more accurately. Wales comes out. Off the inbounds, Emily Cooper holds, now working a right-handed bounce. Drops for Marley Hughes. Back to Emily Cooper. Ken McDonald taking plenty of time here on this possession. Flanagan into the left corner. They'll work to Marley Hughes. Splits two defenders. Runs one up for the left side with the right hand, and Marley has 17.
She had to muscle that one up.
16, actually. She'll get a free throw later. Carstensen misses a run along the right baseline. McDonald pushing. Emily Cooper. Couple subs will be coming in a moment for McDonald. Callie Goulet will see her first action tonight. Amber Adams as well. 3:05 and counting. Emily Cooper wide open for three and pulls it back. Cooper on the right wing into the lane. Runner, tough shot, high off the glass. No rebound pulled down by Nauman of Emanuel Lutheran. 59-25 McDonald. 2:52 to go. Across the timeline with a pass to Mayhew is Gant. Corner Nellner. Nellner slides a bounce past Carstensen into the right corner. That's Gant. Gant to Nauman at the right block. Nice post move, twisting one way, then the other, going glass. Riley Nauman will have a timeout. And back in 30 seconds, this is Lady Macs Playoff Basketball on WOGO.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
welcome you back to Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. WIAA Division 5 Girls Basketball Tournament Regional Semi. McDonald in command, 59-27. Here over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, with Sydney Flanagan at the point. Lanice Boffman, Callie Goulet, Emma Stelter, and Amber Adams also on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. Long pass knocked away and stolen by Carsonson, but she stepped on the line as she tried to make a sprint toward the hoop.
We almost had it.
Emma Stelter will now inbound. Stelter for Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan running the offense, hands off to Lanice Boffman on the left wing. Amber Adams drops down to Callie Goulet, poked away and stolen by Nauman. Quick hands by Lanice Boffman stops the break as she'll send the basketball caroming into the pink-clad student section of Eau Claire Emanuel. And Gantz will inbound there with 2:05 to play. Gantz fires it in and gets it back immediately near midcourt. On the right side, Mayhew. Mayhew up top, Carsonson. Won't take the three. She had maybe a look there.
No.
Mayhew up top. Works right side for Gant. Into the right corner now. Bounce to the left side. Carsonson fakes the shot. Takes a runner instead. And a nice looking run there from Charlotte Carsonson, the senior, with her first basket. Looks to be her last game. McDonald will sub in four in just a moment. Lanice Boffin right side. And Lanice wanted a three, but a timeout taken by Coach Cooper to sub, so we'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOG.
Okay, you can try this, Caleb, but they might.
They're going to take a timeout just for subbing. All right.
Yep.
So we will not leave the venue. A minute 28 left. McDonald leading by 30, 59-29. Maddie Geisler now out there. Kylie Jensen, Isabel Hartman, and Katie Ruff. Callie Goulet will inbound. So again, for the second straight game, McDonald will see every player on their roster and on the floor. It's always a nice thing to see. Especially in a win, of course.
Yes.
Kylie Jensen inside the arc, left corner, back to Maddie Geisler. See if Maddie pulls the trigger on one here.
She'd like to.
Callie Goulet, right wing. Goulet up top. Geisler pass, thrown away as Gergel steps in front of it. Gergel, the freshman, drops it off to Nellner, left corner. Minute two to play. Nellner curling at the top of the arc, right corner. For Gergel, the 5'2 freshman. Finds a cutter into the lane. Nice take to the hoop by Mayhew. Comes up short. Somebody got a piece of that. And Maddie Geisler pulls out the loose basketball. 45 seconds to play. Kylie Jensen left wing. Callie Goulet. Coach Cooper still coaching. No matter who's in there, always coaching, always active.
Yep.
Goulet straddling the arc. Long cross-court skip. Maddie Geisler retrieves right in front of her own bench with half a minute to play in this regional semi. Goulet at the left elbow. Finds a cutter. That's Hartman. And Hartman goes to the line, shooting two as she drew a foul from Cheyenne Wales. Coming up will be our post-glass post-game show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices is the first free throw off the mark for Izzy Hartman. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. Post-glass post-game show coming up. 25.2 on the clock, 59-29 McDonald. Second free throw for Hartman. No, and I think she just went across the line. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. See you tomorrow night as well. Looking forward to that. See if we can figure out the opponents in that post-glass post-game show. If Twitter is helpful to us. Right side, Wales outside the arc. 14 seconds to play. Leaves it on the right for Kazemba. Kazemba double-teamed up top for Mayhew. Mayhew against Callie Goulet, putting it on the floor with the right hand with 3 seconds. With two, kick out to Wales. She'll try a three to beat the buzzer. That comes up short, and that's your game. Your final score in this WIAA Division 5 Regional Semifinal. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs 59, the Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers 29. We'll step out and be back right after this in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper. We'll play back your highlights of the second half and also We'll see if we can preview our matchup for tomorrow night, get you the leading scores and stats as well. McDonald wins it by 30 in the regional semi. We are back in 3.5. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Cod Filet Dinner or Sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions. Machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Say you need a prescription filled. You could go out and get it yourself, but that means digging out your hat, gloves, scarf, and coat. Finding that leftover snow in your boots. Scraping your windshield enough to see through. And getting out of your neighborhood. And your reward for all that is standing in line at the big box pharmacy. You could do all that just to get your prescription. Or you could call the medicine shop and take advantage of their free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at McDonald in Chippewa Falls. After a hot start for the visiting Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers, the Lady Mac started to put the pedal to the metal defensively. That led to great offense, and then it was kind of a runaway and hide type of a game as McDonald slowly but surely pulled away, ends up winning by 30, 59-29 here tonight, Mark.
Yeah, again, it was a fantastic defensive showing for the girls tonight, and once they figured out that 3-2 zone, they did a nice job on the offense. They're finding open people, hitting the threes. Again, it's just fun to watch these girls keep on going. So and at this point, like we've always stated, Caleb, as the season goes on, this is the greatest time to watch basketball and have us up here being able to watch these girls and call their games. And as have every end of every game, there's so many people that stick around in this gyms and just, you know, I mean, the Emmanuel people are saying goodbye to their teammates and you know, wishing their seniors good luck. And, you know, it was their last game. So the McDonald girls get to live to fight again tomorrow night. So it'll be an exciting one tomorrow night.
And we'll see again if we can find out who that opponent is before we sign off here tonight. But again, there's always a team whose season ends and for seniors whose career ends. And also the case, Dr. Jim Siddle, longtime head coach, who's come out of retirement, I believe he said two or three times for this Emmanuel Lutheran program. Just such a classy man and a great coach. They've had some good teams over there. And he said that, you know what, he's retiring after after this season as well. We're going to take a quick 60-second break and then be back with head coach Don Cooper on the Post Glass Post Game Show back in a minute.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business, or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround business express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business, too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on WOGO Sports. Thankfully, I'll get another chance to say that tomorrow and hopefully a lot more times to not screw it up. Here with head coach Don Cooper of McDonald. Coach, rolling by 30 here, final score tonight. But again, in the playoffs, there's a reason they play these games. Some adversity you dealt with right out of the gate. This is an Emmanuel team that hit some shots right off. And you guys aren't necessarily used to being down 6-0 right away with a student section roaring.
Well, it's a credit to Jim and the way he's coached that group. And they came ready to play. So, again, we got to be able to take that energy. But I was so proud of the girls. We battled back, and it's called adversity and facing that, and they did a great job.
And, again, so many life lessons for that, too.
Yes.
And did you notice any drop in composure from your team when they fell behind early? And I know it's two possessions, but at least from up here, they just seem so calm, cool, collected. I mean, it just knew we're going to come back and we're going to be fine.
Yes, exactly. And that's a part of the senior leadership, just calming, just being calm and being patient. And we let our defense speak for itself, because after that, I don't think they scored many points after that.
Not so many indeed. And whenever you can hold someone to 12 points and a half, you're
right,
sitting pretty well.
Right.
Well, Coach, we talked before the game about some unsung heroes and want to address that again. But also, when the stars shine brightly, when you have a player like Lauren Dietz, who scored 25 the first round and then ups that by another bucket here with 27 tonight, talk about that senior in particular. And it just seems like she's found another gear first two games of the playoffs.
Well, a couple years back, I had Sydney Schemenauer, and Sydney Schemenauer is just great. She just took over the back, and I remember her saying, "Hop on, players, I'm going to carry you through," and that's what Sydney did. And similar to what Lauren's doing now, I challenged Lauren. I said, "Hey, you were the player of the year in the Western Clover Belt. Now let's see what you can do to carry us through getting down to Green Bay." So,
and when you look at the last game, Marley Hughes had 2 points in your regional quarterfinal win. Now, she had 6 assists. As always, so many of these players, it goes way beyond how many points they score with what they're bringing to this basketball team. But tonight, you needed Marley to score. And again, the threes that she hit early on in the first half, that gave momentum surging back to your team.
Well, Marley's such a great ball player, is that she's just calm and collected, and she's played enough basketball that she understands what we're trying to get accomplished, and she's just so smart on the court.
What else did you see, Coach, that you said, you know what, we really did this well here tonight? I mean, again, Emily was stealing the ball over the place. What else would you say is man, this is a highlight for what we did really well tonight.
I just thought that our seniors again stepped up. Like, for example, Emma Stelter. And when she came in, she just gave us the minutes that we needed. And either a loose ball, rebound, I mean, the things that are very important in turning around a game or a lead or anything. So,
and finally, Coach, again, this is the best time of year. We love it. And the quick turnaround, though, Friday to Saturday night, almost no time to prepare for your next opponent. So, again, what do you tell your team between a Friday night game and a Saturday night game for a chance to cut down the nets?
Well, again, I told them to take care of their body first and foremost. Ice baths or just lots of ice, you know, make sure you take care of your body. And the second thing is, this is why we play these games. We have an advantage over a lot of the other teams in Division Five. It's our depth. And again, playing these back-to-back games takes a toll on your body. So, and I think we should be in good shape.
Coach, we are looking forward to it. We'll see you tomorrow night. Love being able to say that.
All right. Thank you, Caleb. Thank you guys for the great coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We are back in 3 minutes with your leading scores, highlights from the second half as well. McDonald rolls 59-29, back in three on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry, near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Well, current McDonald families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our Max schools, and you could be rewarded in a big way when a qualifying family enrolls both hear me now, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about this incredible opportunity. It's the Kindergarten Referral Program. Learn more about the Kindergarten Referral Program at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. Well, McDonnell will play tomorrow night as they cruise 59-29 here in the regional semi at home against the number 9-seeded Eau Claire Amanda Lutheran Lancers. And we have an opponent. McDonnell will play number 5, Clear Lake, tomorrow night. Clear Lake, the 5th seed, knocks off the 4th seeded Lake Holcomb 55-44. So we know who we're playing tomorrow night, and again, not a lot of time to prepare, so it's more about again, Clear Lake basketball and McDonnell basketball doing what you do well and being able to execute at the right time of year.
Yes, and you know, Coach Cooper's probably gonna get as much information as he can on Clear Lake. I don't think we played them during the season.
I don't believe so.
Sometimes we do, but I don't think we did this year, so he'll get some information from them and you know, figure out what he needs to do. But basically, Caleb, all we need to do is come out and play our kind of basketball. You know, make them play our kind of basketball with our tenacious defense, take care of the ball on offense, hit some nice shots, find the open people, and we're going to be just fine.
Well, looking at the leading scorers for both sides here tonight, 7 players scored for each side, but no one on the Emmanuel Lutheran side scored double digits, and again, that's just emblematic of the type of defense that's played by these Lady Macs. 9 points for Riley Nauman, the senior, the 6-foot senior, leading scorer for Dr. Jim Sitto and this Lancers team. She played hard in the second half, had 6 points in the second half, and led the way for the Lancers with 9. 6 for Sheridan Neldner. She'll be coming back next year, just a junior, hit 2 threes in the second half. 6 as well for Cheyenne Wales, who hit 2 threes in the first half. And 3 points for Hannah Kazemba, 2 for Charlotte Carstensen, 2 for Julia Mayhew, and 1 for Natalie Gergel. On the other side, for McDonnell, as 7 different players scored, they were led, as per usual, by Lauren Dietz. She scored 10 above her season average here tonight. Averages 17 points per game, scored 27 here. Marley Hughes, an incredible game, especially from downtown. 4 made threes, 16 points for Marley Hughes, 6 for Aubrey Dorn, 4 for Emily Cooper, and 2 apiece for Emma Stelter, Lenise Boffman, and Abby Petronovich to round out the scoring for the Lady Macs tonight.
And I'm kind of watching, Caleb, that people have left their seats in the stands because they don't have to close up, or, you know, they don't have to put the stands away. It's a Friday night, so tomorrow's just nothing going on in school. Nobody's practicing. So people have left their chairs in the stands, so they're ready for tomorrow night.
Let's fill it up.
Yeah. So, and I would think that tomorrow night there'll probably be a good crowd on hand for the regional championship.
And again, as always, we appreciate the staff from Athletic Director Alexis Landher that we see cleaning up some popcorn right now,
yep,
to student volunteers, to Greg Misfeld, involved with so many things here, from the athletic boosters, all the parents who show up. Again, it's a family, it's a community here, and it's so such an exciting time to hear late February as we get toward March as well. We're going to step out and be back in 3 minutes with your second half highlights here. Don't go away. There'll be a lot of fun to hear. That's coming up in 3 on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your 3 float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken and Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, the gym's beginning to go dark, and we will finish up the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls with the sounds of the second half as McDonald rolls 59-29 over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. This is what it sounded like in half number two. Hughes drops down to Destiny Boffin in the corner. Back to Hughes up top, waiting for the pass. Couple dribbles, Destiny Boffin right corner, right side. Emily Cooper straight on for three. Can she find the range? Not this time. Offensive rebound. Lauren Dietz goes up strong and scores.
Nice rebound play.
Lauren just has turned to another gear. There's two on this roster. Gauman straddling the arc of the foul line again. Close to take an extra step. And now a pass thrown away. Lauren Dietz streaking to the hoop. Down the lane. Layup good. Lauren takes a hard seat along the baseline, but she has 21 points. Corner, Adams finds Marley at the right elbow, back to Amber. Amber up top, Emily Cooper. Just waiting for Emily Cooper to just bomb a three. Sydney Flanagan will try one, hits the back rim, offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper driving baseline, tiptoeing, kick out, Marley Hughes for her 4-3. She can't miss tonight!
What a great shot.
Avec, good work by the bigs.
You got Aubrey up front as a big, and then you got Abby in the middle as a big. It's
I like that combination.
Yes, very well.
Aubrey Dorn takes a pass right to the rack, high off the glass, and scores. The feed from Destiny Boffman, and Dorn has four. Boffman for Boffman sub there. Nauman's second free throw, that one short as well. Petrovic powers down the rebound. 6:45 to go in the game. 47-22 McDonald, the regional semi. Lauren Dietz sneaking along the baseline, high off the glass and good. A dime drop from 35 feet away by Emily Cooper. Lauren Dietz has 23.
If you're down there open, she'll find you.
Quickly. Cooper loops right side with 5:22 to play. Marley Hughes drops down for Lanice Boffman right corner. 53-22. Pass to Lauren Dietz, left block extended, 18-foot jumper, baseline. She's still cooking, Lauren Dietz.
Just challenged her.
Drops for Marley Hughes, back to Emily Cooper. Ken McDonald taking plenty of time here on this possession. Flanagan to the left corner. They'll work to Marley Hughes. Splits two defenders. Runs one up for the left side with the right hand, and Marley has 17.
She had to muscle that one up.
And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and Max TV. We'll get a podcast of this one up available later on tonight at WOGO.com. Coach Cooper's advice to the girls: to get some rest, take care of their bodies, use a lot of ice. I don't know what the advice is, but hopefully for you, the voice starts coming back a little bit by tomorrow night.
I'm going to go try some of my Grandma Clark's remedies here tonight, maybe. And if nothing else, it might make me sleep better. I don't know.
There you go. Thanks to Val and the Max TV crew again. Always so honored to have that partnership all throughout the season and into the tournament as well. Our thanks go back to the WOGO home base in Halley, where Ezra Van Dyke has been keeping us on the air and keeping things running smoothly. Thanks again. We cannot say it with enough sincerity and true gratitude how much we appreciate every single sponsor you hear during these commercial breaks here tonight that steps up to the plate and answers the call year after year after year when we say we want to put these sports on the air for our community. Will you help us? And they always answer, and so we are so grateful to them as well. We'll say goodnight now from McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, bidding you adieu until tomorrow at this time from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central in Chippewa. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 59, the Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers 29. As the Max move on to a regional title game tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. start with highlights from this one on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress. WOGO.